Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Gene Manson, who's the president of StarNet. Gene, how you doing?
I'm very good, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. Good to be with you. We're out here in Phoenix at the Arizona Biltmore. Very nice place for your spring meeting, and I appreciate you having us out here with you. I know you've already had some meetings with your membership. What's the tone of the membership now? How's business out there?
Well, I think overall, we are seeing the business start to come back. Certainly the back half of 2010, September through the end of the year, was very strong for us. That's not to say there still aren't a lot of pressures on our members. It's very geographically driven. Some areas are tougher to come back than others. But I think overall, versus a year ago, it's looking brighter.
You're the largest organization of commercial flooring contractors in the country. So you're still about the same size?
Yes, we are. We're around 170 members. We haven't aggressively added members over the last couple of years, but about five a year we bring in. And yes, we are definitely the largest.
All right, let's talk about the meeting. It's just the first day, and actually you're doing something that's pretty neat. I think one of the first things I want to talk about is that one of the themes of this meeting is next generation. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's clear to us that our membership, as devoted as they are to StarNet and really enjoy being part of this membership, they are getting older. If you look at the room, you'll see a lot of 55-year-old guys. And as much as they, I hope, plan to continue to work, the succession plan of what they are going to do with their business for the next generation is on their minds. So what we have done is open to the membership a program where we are inviting them to bring their individual in their company they see to be the next leader, the rising leader. And that individual is coming here to this meeting, and we offset some of the costs from StarNet and allow them to go through a workshop, really learning how to begin to step up to leadership position and also how to work with the current leader to maximize his or her knowledge.
Well, I got to hand it to you. I'm looking forward to that because, you know, all of your members are entrepreneurs, and so they need to have a bench, and so you're bringing that bench in and getting them acclimated to the organization early.
Right, exactly. I mean, selfishly, we're doing this because we also want this group to bond with StarNet. Our members now have very close relationships with each other. In some cases, they're best friends, our fellow StarNet members. So we want to create that same feeling among the next generation so that we're not only helping them in their business career as they develop, but we're also helping them to understand the value of StarNet and create connections within their fellow members.
Now, you and I talked a few weeks ago, and you said as this meeting was coming together, that this is the largest meeting you've had so far, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And partially because of the Next Gen project. And again, we had no idea what kind of response we would have to that. We've had 61 Next Gen people are coming to this meeting. So we have an all-time high number overall. We have 485 people at this meeting between our members and our vendor partners.
You know, something else I noticed, all of the vendors that come here, because tomorrow you have, in the morning, you have a mini trade show. All of the vendors are bringing more people than they normally do, which is probably a good sign. I think that means that they're seeing a little bit of an uptick in business, too.
Well, I agree with that. And I also think they're seeing that in the end what matters is business in their local market and their ability within their organization to connect with our members. So they're bringing the regional people who oversee the business in different pockets of the country, and then they can connect with the StarNet member in their area. So, yeah, we have as many as 10 people from any single vendor, which is very exciting.
It is. All right, so you also have a pretty neat speaker. You have Allison Levine, which I think she was the lady who led the first all-woman Mount Everest expedition. Is that right?
That's true. And actually, Allison's our first motivational speaker in a couple of years. We've really focused more on business speakers through the economic times that we've all experienced. And the membership really wanted to hear from someone who was more motivational, more inspiring. And she's also, in my knowledge, one of the first women that's addressed the group, which I think will be great. And she's quite a unique story. She's a adventurer, a mountain climber, as you noted, but she also had some physical handicaps, you know, at birth. And she's overcome a lot of obstacles to become a very successful, inspirational person.
Yeah, she worked for Goldman Sachs, and she was also Arnold Schwarzenegger's treasurer when he ran for governor in California.
Yeah, that's correct. She's quite multifaceted, and she's also an instructor right now at West Point. So I think she'll have a great story to tell.
And I know you always have, not only do you have great times for people to network and to share stories among themselves, but you also have some breakout sessions. Give us a couple of those highlights.
Well, in fact, tomorrow, which is Friday, is our vendor day. I mean, we'll have the trade show, as you just mentioned, and then we'll also, after Allison speaks, and we invite all of our vendors and special guests to hear the guest speaker, we will have workshops. And we have four workshops this year, and they range from a workshop on email marketing, because that's becoming a very efficient vehicle for marketing, through a lawyer speaking about managing project claims from a lawyer's point of view. We also have a segment called the Baby Boomer segment, which is very much focused on healthcare, because certainly we know that this healthcare segment has continued to hold up even with the tough economic times, and our members have quite a good strength there. And with now all the baby boomers aging, the healthcare segment will become even more important. And finally, we have a workshop on selling smart to take advantage of the economic recovery. Now, two of these, Kemp, we've invited our vendors to attend. So the selling smart and the power of the email marketing, we've invited the vendors to attend also. Concurrent to the workshops will be the Next Gen workshop, which is a three-hour session. So we'll have a lot of activity going on tomorrow afternoon.
And then after the vendor part of it's over, you have meetings with your members, and then after that you do your annual evening on the town, and I believe you even have some people are going a hot air balloon riding, is that right?
Well, actually, tomorrow night we have the Design Awards, which is the 11th annual Design Awards. We had a very good number of entries this year, up about 25 from last year, and we have all categories represented. We have a couple of honorable mentions in some of the categories, and we have an exciting grand prize winner. And as you know, we've changed that format, so it's a lot more fun, a lot more clubby, and that'll all be happening tomorrow night.
It moves faster, but I've got to hand it to you. The fact that StarNet has that award really does bring in the design community and matches them up so that you get great interaction with these commercial flooring contractors with the A&D market.
Well, and I think you know that for 3 years now we've had follow-up local market events after the Design Awards because we did want to drive home to the people that are actually in touch with this award. We wanted to drive home the importance. So we have a small local market event where we invite the designer, the end user, the StarNet member, the preferred vendors, and have a little celebration. We make the awards of the Design Awards there, and we get quite a bit of local press, and it's exciting for some of our members, especially in smaller markets, to have a little press event like that. It's very exciting.
Well, Gene, I got to tell you, you picked a good time and a good place to have, because the weather's gorgeous out here, and I guess from where you are up in Connecticut, spring's just starting to happen up there, right?
Yeah, we've had about 2 days of spring so far, and it is glorious out here. I think we're here at a perfect time because it's still very reasonable in terms of the heat, but it's beautiful, and the Biltmore just has beautiful grounds, beautiful gardens, so it's swell.
All right, Gene, what's good to talk to you. Let me just add real quick, too, that for those of you who are just now getting your April issue of Floor Focus magazine, we have an article on you. You did one of our Women in Leadership series, and we appreciate you being part of that. So we've been talking to Gene Mattson, who's the president of StarNet, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.